Welcome to the Cyclical CEO Podcast. I'm Katie Glasgow, and I am your host. And I am here to take you on a journey back home to yourself, to find the fire inside of you, to remember your magic, and to truly step into your next level of abundance and wealth, not using somebody else's strategy, but using your own intuition and the gifts that you were born with. No more playing small, no more searching for answers outside of yourselves. No more trying to follow rules that were never meant for us. This is where we let our hair down, we get a little weird and witchy, and we learn how to care for our bodies as our most coveted asset. This is where strategy meets intuition, where wealth meets wisdom, and where women come to find themselves. Welcome home, darling. Welcome to your cyclical CEO era. Welcome back to the podcast. It is a beautiful Friday morning, and I'm doing something a little different. I'm not sitting out on my deck to record this, and I was going to do it while I was on my walk, and I was just feeling distracted with the other walkers and bike riders on the trail, and so I went off the beaten path, and instead of staying on the main road, I took a little path through the wild prairie and down to the lake. And I found a little log to sit on, and there's little tadpoles and fish jumping in the water. And it is the most little serene space I could find for myself this morning. And before we even dive into today's topic, I just want to remind you that so many times in life, the peace we are seeking is right off the main road. It's right off of the main path that we think we are supposed to be walking down. We have set these intentions and these goals and these desires for what we want our lives to look like. And we set our sight on something or some goal or some mission. Maybe it's like, we've got this number on the scale. We've got this rank in our network marketing business. We've got this number that we want to hit for our sales each month. We've got this house that we want or this goal that we have. And there's nothing wrong with goals, but we set ourselves on this path to create these goals. But how we're trying to get there isn't working. And a lot of times, many times, what I've seen in my own life is I get to my goals and I achieve them, but not in the way I thought I was going to, because I decide to go off on a different path. I decide to listen to my intuition, my inner knowing, my soul calling, and take a different path, take a different route, to step outside the box. And that's where I truly find the magic that unlocks the next level to get me to my goals. And so that's your reminder to you. Definitely was not something I was going to talk about on today's episode, but I guess here we are and we're just going to go with it, right? Because right now we're in July and our intuition is, and our soul is saying, hey, it's time for you to take this different path. And that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode, because there's something that I have been feeling a lot of in my life, and it's been rising up for so many clients and so many conversations I've had with women. And I think it's time that we take a look at this so that we can understand how to move forward, what this different path needs to look like. We are halfway through. It's July 17th, I think. And we're halfway through what we call Mercury retrograde. Mercury is the planet of communication, and a lot of times it's showing us what needs to change, especially in the way we express ourselves, with the way we move through this world, the way we have relationships, the way we have contracts, maybe with ourselves, with our soul, with, you know, other humans. And Mercury can, like, a lot of times you're going to see those little, you know, memes and stuff out on social media land talking about, oh, Mercury's in retrograde. It's like the most awful thing in the world. And the reality is, I love Mercury retrograde because of the insight it shows me so that I can step forward on this new path, a different trajectory, to truly step into the next version of who I'm supposed to be in this moment. And we're getting ready to enter what we call eclipse season, which is a new portal of rebirth. I'm not going to talk a lot about that today. But July and all of 2026 has been this fire horse year. And it is inviting us to say this, you might see this, like we're stepping into a new identity, a new trajectory, a new timeline. And these outdated ways of thinking, doing, being, maybe they worked and they worked really, really well several years ago, but they're no longer going to work because for women, our soul is rising, our soul truth, the wisdom inside of us. We might have been kind of like pushing it to the side. We've been stuffing it in a box. And now it's saying, hey, let's come out and party. Like, I'm tired of being stuffed in the box and I want to get out. And this is causing us to feel irritated as F. Right? Like, how many of you have been feeling like, just raise your hand right now if you are like, oh, I have been feeling so irritated and exhausted and just like not like myself and a little meh, right? Like, and we start to, for many of us, if you're on here, you're a cyclical CEO, you're also probably a woman that's 35 plus, and you're starting to say, everybody around you is having this conversation on hormones. And we're saying, oh my gosh, like perimenopause. I went last week with my son's baseball team and we traveled. And so we spend a little bit more time with the women. And so many of the conversations were about how we're so exhausted. We're so tired. We're so exhausted. We're so depleted. And then within the same breath, we're saying, oh, it's just this perimenopause, this perimenopause. And we're blaming our age, our hormones. Like, we're just like, it's like, oh, we're defeated. And we're just blame everything out on our hormones. And I've been in the wellness space for over 15 years. I've coached thousands of women in their health. I have elevated on my own health journey for the last 15 years. But I also, love to look at our cyclicality, love to look at the emotions, love to look at the deeper meanings of why we feel exhausted. And I'm going to tell you right now, some of it might be your hormones, but the reality is a lot of it is for this, is that we are not operating in our true gifts, our true calling, and in what we call the zone of genius. And so that's what we're going to dive into a lot more on today's episode, is this zone of genius. It's a concept I learned about a long time ago at the beginning of my journey in entrepreneurship and business. And it's a book that I read and it's by Gay Hendricks. It's called The Big Leap. I'm going to link it in the show notes. And if you have not read this book, I definitely recommend, don't try to listen to an audio or do it on your Kindle. Like, get the hard copy. So you can write notes in the margins and you can go back to this often because there's probably about once a year I go back and I read this book and I see something different every single time I read it. And so I don't believe that women are exhausted because of our hormones. Now, I'm not going to discredit that hormones are playing a part, but I believe that our hormones are kind of a hot mess and all over the place, and our bodies are exhausted for two reasons. And number one is that we have never learned how to take care of our bodies. Like, again, we've been living in these boxes of everybody telling us what our expectations were. We've got this trajectory, go to school, get the degree, do the job, stay in this job that we decided we wanted at 18 for the rest of our lives. And our souls are weary. And we've never learned to take care of our cyclical bodies, which is going to be a completely different episode on how we care for our cyclical bodies and our cyclicality. So that's one piece of our hormones, is we don't know how to care for our body. So as we step into a new season of life where, yes, our hormones are shifting, they're supposed to shift, we're also coming into our wisdom years. We have to care for our bodies differently. Our soul is also saying we've had 40 years of maybe we've been being the good girls and we've been doing what everybody else thinks that we should be doing and not what we want to do. And right now, I'm going to tell you in 2026, our souls are saying, I need to be leading. I need to be in the forefront. And so let's dive into what these different zones are and what the zone of genius is. You might want to take notes, just telling you. So if you're listening to this and you're driving or you're walking, you might want to re-listen to this later on. Or I do invite you after this episode, I really want you to think about what I've shared here. Share this with a girlfriend or two, because what I'm about to tell you is going to change the rest of your 2026 if you actually listen and you start to implement some of the ideas that I'm going to share with you. Okay. And so let's first talk about, in this book, The Big Leap, he talks about how we live in four different zones, right? And these zones are basically how we show up for work and play and pleasure lives, right? And so there's four different zones, and we're going to start at the bottom and we're going to work our way up. And the bottom is the zone of incompetence, right? This is we really don't know what we're doing. We are not skilled in this. Like, we should not be hanging out in this space at all. Like, if you're looking for the day, like, we should have like zero of our day should be spent in the zone of incompetence. And incompetence is really trying to do what you are completely living. If you look, I mean, all of this stuff comes back to, you know, different modes. Like, we're not living in our strengths, right? And so this would be like, I love math. I'm good at business. This would be me trying to be an engineer husband, right? Like, I have no idea how to be an engineer, right? No idea. It's not my thing. It's not my jam. But he can pull formulas out of this. I'm like, what? Like, how do you do that? Like, not my zone. Okay. So the zone of incompetence is really like, we don't want to spend any time here. And it's where, like, we just are not good at this. Okay. And I'm going to give you examples after I go through that are going to relate to you more as women that are listening to this podcast. Now, the second zone is our zone of competence. So this is where, like, hey, we can, like, we're good. Like, we can do this, but it's not really like, it's kind of like, whatever. Like, I mean, let's think about it. This is like the laundry. I can do the laundry, but is it what my soul is calling me to do? Right? Like, I can do the laundry. These are the activities that we are competent at. Might not be great at it, but we're competent at them. Okay. Now we're going to go up into the top two zones. This is the zone of excellence. And this is the excellence. And this is a skill that we are probably really, really good at. Like, we could do it in our sleep. Okay. This is maybe our mothering. This is admin in our business. This is, you know, like volunteering for, you know, a organization for your kid's school or something. Like, you can do it. But again, it's not quite where you're like really, really good at it. Okay. Then we have the zone of excellence. Okay. Or the zone. No, I just talked about the zone of excellence. Then we have the zone of genius. Now, the zone of genius is where we are like, we come alive. This is our soul calling. This is where it doesn't feel like work. Okay. This is where we are getting paid to do something that does not feel like work, right? So zone of excellence, zone of competence, usually those feel like work, right? We're like, oh, I'm working so hard to earn this money. But then we go up into the zone of excellence, and this is where it just feels so freaking good in our bodies and in our lives. Like, we could do it all day long and we could never get tired. Okay, so let's go through those zones again. We've got the zone of incompetence. Like, this is where, like, we don't know how to do anything in this zone. The zone of, so incompetence, competence, excellence, and the zone of genius. So what I see happening for so many people, and this is what's been really coming up a lot for me with this Mercury retrograde, is we're hanging out way too much in the zone of competence and the zone of excellence. Okay. And it's exhausting because our soul and our intuition is saying, hey, but I want you to hang out over here, but it's going to require a different path. And as women, it feels weird and foreign and strange to get paid to do something that lights us up that much and that feels so good. Right? Because it doesn't feel like work. And we have been told our entire lives, the generations before us have been told that if you want to earn money, if you want to have abundance, you have to work hard. So we equate work with money or money with working hard. And so we hang out in this zone of competence, this zone of excellence, and we never get up to the zone of genius. Because in that zone of genius, we do not feel like we are working, so we do not feel like we deserve to get paid for it. But it's killing our souls. And it's making us tired because we're doing all of these things that aren't lighting us up. Now, some of these things are going to be necessary. Like, we can't live, I'm not telling you that you have to live in the zone of genius 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, let's be real. Most of us are mothers. Most of us have life. We have responsibilities. And, you know, there are some times that I'm going to have to do something during the day that is more in my zone of competence or genius, kind of like, you know, folding the laundry, making dinner, you know, like running my kids around to all their activities, those kinds of things. Like, we're not trying to eliminate, but we are trying to see what needs to shift, what needs to change so that we can operate more in our zone of genius. And the first reason that I just already said that we're not in that zone of genius is because we are like, it feels weird and foreign to get paid for something we love that much. And I see this a lot. I work with a lot with like light workers, massage therapists, energy healers, women, like especially when we're in entrepreneurship, we've got this idea. We've got this, usually we had a spark that we needed to come, like we wanted to create something from this space of love, like do what we wanted to do. But it feels so weird. So we're like, oh, we lowball our prices. We do a lot of trades, things like that. Okay. So there's this whole thing of the money. Well, that's like lots and lots of conversations on money. It's one of my favorite topics to dive into another day, another time. We're going to stay focused right now. But this zone of genius, the other reason that we don't hang out in the excellence in the zone of genius as much is because we don't know how to allow support in, right? And so we're trying to do things outside of our wheelhouse to make our business work. Now, here's an example of this, is that I have a lot of women that are super creative. You're soulpreneurs. You want to work in that zone of genius, but yet you're running a business. And your business requires you to also, in today's day and age, have a presence online or have an email list or do things in technology that are not in your wheelhouse. They're like down in your zone of incompetence, but you're like blocking yourself from growth because you're trying to do so much of the things in your zone of incompetence instead of staying in your zone of genius, but at the same time, not allowing support to help with those things that you are not good at, right? And sometimes it's about developing a new skill. And sometimes it's about saying, hey, I just need to allow support in to help me figure out this stuff that I'm not good at so I can stay in my zone of excellence and my zone of genius a lot longer, more, because that's where I'm going to call in. That's where I'm going to call money into my life, okay? And so I know that, like, I just want you to take a moment and pause, take a deep breath on all of this. I just like spewed a lot out of you, but I know that so many of you, I can feel it. You're having these light bulb moments. Like, you're kind of like resisting you've got the excuses. I know already, like, what are the excuses that are all coming up of why you can't live in your zone of genius and what in your zone of excellence? You already have some. What are they? Speak truth to them. Write them out. This is where, like, if you have a journal right now, I want you to write all these down. Zone of genius, zone of excellence, zone of competence, zone of incompetence. And then I want you to ask, like, as you, now you understand these, and I want you to ask yourself, over the last month, or even maybe you start to do this as an exercise going forward in your life, where do you need to spend, like, if you are getting frustrated in your life, or you're feeling like really like exhausted at the end of the day, I want you to start to look at what have you been spending the most time doing? What have you been spending the most time doing? And so for me, I'll give you an example. I have been, this whole month, I've just kind of felt like, oh, exhausted and depleted. And I'm like, I don't have this capacity. Like, oh my gosh. Like, I even went down that trajectory of like, is this just my fucking hormones? And then I'm like, Katie, like, just pause a moment, take a deep breath. And what I realized as I was looking at my schedule is that in order for my business to grow, in order to do what I like, my soul is saying, hey, Katie, get off. Get this podcast out there, you know, dial in and dial down on bringing one-on-one coaching clients. This is my zone of genius, is one-on-one clients. In a world that is saying we need to scale, we need to scale, we need to have large group programs. If you want to scale wealth, you have, it's like a one-to-many type bullshit. No, I am getting the call that I need to double down on, because the individual coaching clients I have are having so much freaking amazing results. I love it. And small pods. So you just wait, because this shit is coming. And one-on-one spots are already open. But if there's going to be some small intimate group type things coming. But before I can get to that, this is where, like, if I work with individual clients all day, if I am hanging out in the Voxer, if I am writing content for you guys, if I am like recording this podcast, this is the shit that like lights me up. But what I realized is I was getting to the end of the day and I was exhausted. And I was like, why am I so exhausted? I was doing so much admin. I was doing so much like content creation and like behind the scenes, like trying to make my email funnels work and all this kind of stuff. And again, like I'm competent at it. I don't even know if I'm excellent at it, but it was where I was spending the majority of my time. And so I with a mastermind sister, and she gave me this, because I always feel like, you know, this support in is also walking, like having somebody to bounce these ideas off of. That's what coaching and accountability is at. Again, it's part of the support. We're not trying to do this all on our own, like a rogue martyr human being woman. Like most of us are like, I am woman, hear me roar. I'm going to do this shit and I'm going to do it to prove myself. That's not where we're at anymore. This new way of thinking, this new 2026 environment we're in, is saying, okay, we need to work in our zone of excellence and our zone of genius a little bit more. We need to use our sword. We need to allow support in. And we need to stop trying to do everything on our own. Intimate connection, working with other humans, no more trying to prove ourselves. And I think it starts with learning where are these frustrations coming from? Because I can guarantee you, if you start to write down where you're spending the majority of your time during the day, it's not in the zone of excellence or the zone of genius. And again, you don't have to spend all of your time there, but what needs to shift? What needs to change? If you were saying right now, like I look out at this lake, and if I said, hey, I'm going to just stop messing around and sitting on the side of this lake. I am going to like dive all the way into this lake and I am going to get wet. I am going to go all in on my dreams, because that is what this whole entire fire horse year is asking us. It is saying it is time to listen to your soul and go all in on your dreams and all in on what you desire to change. And that's going to be different for each of us. It's what you have to increase your capacity. And there's so many different ways we can increase capacity. But I think the biggest one that women are missing the mark with the most right now is we are operating too much in this zone of incompetence and zone of excellence, or competence, incompetence and competence. Okay. So the first thing that we're going to do to shift is ask yourself what needs to shift? What needs to change? And so many times the shifts are subtle. It's like today, I went off of the main path and I only walked a few hundred feet and I found a log to sit on by this beautiful lake to record this podcast completely uninterrupted, bringing my full zone of genius, my full expression of gifts, channeling in messages from spirit right to you. Because I know that there are so many women out there that I am here to serve. And I am committed to figuring out right now, how do I live more in my zone of genius? How do I live more in my zone of excellence and not so much in these other areas? And many times that is learning how to set boundaries, how to say no, how to create simple shifts, how to bring support in. But the first step of anything is always awareness. Awareness of what is the issue. And hopefully today's podcast episode brought you awareness, just a little bit more awareness, because once we have awareness, we can do something with it, right? We can do something with it. We can start to create the shifts. So bring the awareness, and then we dive into the next level of what are our blocks? What do I need to do? What do I need to shift? What changes do I need to make? And again, so many times they're subtle. We might not see them on our own. So hopefully today's episode gave you a little bit to chew on, gave you a little bit to thought to think about, gave you a little bit to ponder. We've got a couple more days left of this Mercury retrograde, and this is a great time for this evaluation, for figuring out what your next step is. And as always, if you're like, hey, I'm ready to really dive into this, I'm ready to really say yes to my next level business, let's chat, right? Let's chat. I've got, like I said, I've got group programs coming, but I've got to open up my capacity more. In order to lead you, my capacity needs to be high. And I know that right now it's probably a, like as my kids would say, it's a 6-7. Just had to bring that one in. And I want to be at that level 9 or 10 for you. And so I'm creating the shifts right now so that I can say, like, it's time for Katie to deep dive into the depths and into her dreams fully and completely. And I know it's time for you. So you insert your name, like it's time for Katie. I'm talking about me, but I want you to insert your name because it's time for you to say yes to you. And maybe that's something with your physical. I know some of you are listening and you're like, it is time for me to stop making excuses for my well-being. And it's time for me to deep dive into caring for my body and a deeper level of devotion to my body. And for some of you, it's something related with business. Some of you, it's a relationship. Some of you, it's somewhere in between. Some of you, like, it's a combination of all of it. But let's bring the awareness. Let's figure out where you're spending the most time. I do recommend getting the book, Gay Hendricks, The Big Leap. It's going to be in the show notes. If you're ready to chat, you're ready to say, like, hey, I am ready for that intimate connection. I'm ready for somebody to hold my hand and create space for me. Because one of the things, probably the biggest thing I work on with my clients is how to live more in their zone of genius and open up their capacity, open up more of your gifts, open up your spirituality, and create boundaries so that you can, like, create the business plan and create the business you want, reevaluating your offers, things like that. And it's so beautiful to see and to witness. So if that's something that interests you, make sure you click the button to schedule a chat and we'll see if we're the right fit. And if not, make sure you get on my mailing list. That link is also in the show notes. And so you can be the first to know when a new episode, new podcast episode drops, and we can stay connected and you'll learn more and more about get ridiculously paid for doing what we love to do and not allow it to feel like work any day of our lives. So big love out to all of you. I hope you have the best week and I can't wait to hear from you soon. If you liked this episode, this is a brand new podcast, so please go into the show notes and write a review. And anybody that writes a review will receive a complimentary 20-minute intuitive session with me, a little mini reading. So make sure you go do that and then send it, and I'll put all the information on how you redeem your 20-minute session in the show notes. So everyone have a beautiful day and let's go out and create magic.